Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me, Thais St. Julien, and we have a very special program planned for you today. Between Christmas and Epiphany in medieval times, it was quite possible that you would celebrate the so-called Feast of Fools. And we're going to hear some music from that particular type of celebration, and Thais will talk a little bit about what the Feast of Fools was.
As Milton had indicated, the Feast of Fools was a period usually between Christmas and Epiphany, particularly on New Year's Day, which was the Feast of the Circumcision. The whole idea was to make everything topsy-turvy. For the whole year, everyone has behaved very kindly and nicely, we would think. Everyone said the various prayers that needed singing, and after a while, especially with young choir boys and young people, they had to have something to sort of let off steam, and that was the Feast of Fools. Particularly held on New Year's Day, the Feast of the Circumcision. Usually the festivities were in the church itself. The principal organizers were the subdeacons or lower clergy. And the whole idea for having everything topsy-turvy was this ability for this basically one time a year when everyone could let off steam. There's a letter that was found that was written in 1445 by the dean of the Faculty of Theology in Paris. He describes priests and clerks wearing masks at divine office, dancing in the choir dressed as women, panders and minstrels, singing lascivious songs, eating sausages at the altar while the celebrant is saying mass, playing with dice, sensing with vile fumes from the soles of shoes, running and leaping shamelessly through the church, and finally driving around the town in carts, making indecent gestures, and reciting scurrilous and lewd verses to the derision of all. We have here the Feast of Fools, performed by the New London Consort under the direction of Philip Pickett, and we're going to hear First Vespers by this ensemble.
Lixodie, lix letitiae, vejidice, tristis quisquis erit removendis, erit solemnibus istis. Sint odie procul invidie, procul omnia mesta. Leta volint quicumque colint, assinaria festa.
Assinaria festa!
Thank you.
Sanctarum, sanctarum, sanctarum.
Music from the first Vespers section of the so-called Feast of Fools. And you did hear members of the New London Consort. Our program today is called the Feast of Fools, that celebration that takes place sometime between Christmas and the Feast of the Epiphany in medieval times, and usually, probably always, in a church.
We'll hear music, definitely, that would have been used in a church, and that is music from the office.
Festa Januaria, festiva sunt festorum, vera figuralia insignia signorum.
Stole.
and again featuring the New London Consort. From the so-called Feast of Fools, we heard the music of The Office.
We'll continue with this topsy-turvy music of the Middle Ages. This is the Mass of the Ass. The performers, the Clemensic Consort, under the direction of René Clemensic.
Et de rata la vida. Dunquis?
Ego sum.
Quid queris?
Ut intrem.
Fers aliquid?
Non.
Esto foris.
Ferro.
Quid?
Satis.
Intra.
Ha 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 Falsitas pravitas parcitas viguit. Urbanitas evanuit.
Caritas castitas probitas viluit. Vanitas feditas vilitas claruit. Rusticitas prevaluit.
Semitas abicas novitas circuit. Solitas cognitas debitas arguit. Antiquitas quas
Calendas Januaria solemnes es Christe facias, et nos a tuas nuptias vocatos rex suscipias.
Calendas januarias solemnes Christe facias, et nos a tuas nuptias vocatos rex suscipias.
Veni Patris in gloria, tibi Christe victoria, neuatis inter qualia, per seculorum secula.
Libera nos Domine. supplicio te parando
via. O Senhor, vive e saiu, a ti di te, di te, di te, di te,
some very raucous music from the Feast of Fools. That was a portion of the Feast of Fools called The Mass of the Ass, and performed there by the, very interesting Clemente Consort.
We're going to close our program with more from the Clemente Consort, The Procession into the Streets.
And ending with a obvious, very exciting way of putting to end the Feast of Fools, coming out of the church and going into the street. Again, members of the Comanche Consort performing this music from the medieval Feast of Fools.
Always a very fun program as far as I'm concerned. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Continuum. We sure look forward to being with you again next week, and we wish you a most happy new year.